This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. For Easter Monday, first posted April 14th, 2008, Psalm 33:1-11. The Divine Word, paraphrase: Let us rejoice in the Lord, all who love righteousness, doing what is right and good and true. It is fitting that all those who are upright, doing what is ethically and morally right, should praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord with stringed instruments. Let us sing to Him a new song accompanied by instruments and loud shouts. Commentary: The word of the Lord is upright, and His deeds are done in faithfulness. The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and His steadfast love fills the earth. By the word of the Lord the heavens were created, everything in them was created by His breath. He gathered the waters of the sea and contained them as within a bottle. The waters of the deep, under the earth, He stored up as in warehouses. May all the earth fear the Lord and be in awe of Him. For everything came to be by the word of God, at His command everything appeared. The wise advice of nations amounts to nothing, and the plans of mankind are frustrated by the word of God. The Lord's counsel is eternal and His desires are for all generations. The Lord is righteous and upright in all His ways, and those who love righteousness and those who are upright will recognize the Lord's righteousness and uprightness. Let us sing a new song of rejoicing and praise to the Lord, with all our skill and fervor. As we learn to know the Lord's character and works, we will have a new song of praise and joy to sing. God's word is not like mankind's word. God's word is eternal truth and completely dependable. What God declares happens. God's word has creative power. God's word is the standard of righteousness and uprightness, against which we are judged. Jesus is the double quote living word, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word, lived in human flesh, in this world. John 1:1-5:14. Jesus' word is the word of God. John 14:10-24. Jesus' word has the creative power of God's word. Mark 4:39-41, Genesis 1:3-9. Jesus' word is the word of eternal life. John 6:68. Jesus is the steadfast love of God made visible to all the people of the earth. Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17. God breathed into mankind at creation and gave us the breath of life, and man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7-80. We came into existence as physical beings, but also spiritual beings. We have all been created with a soul which is eternal, John 5:28-29. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and find God, Acts 17:26-27. To learn that He is righteous and upright in all His ways and that His word is true and dependable and our very best interest. This lifetime is our opportunity to learn to trust and obey God's word, and to be forgiven of our sin disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, saved from eternal condemnation and destruction along with all evil by God, and restored to fellowship and eternal life with God. In paradise that mankind lost through sin, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Human wisdom and plans are worthless, compared to the counsel of God's word. 1 Corinthians 1:17-25 and God's eternal plan for His creation through Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only plan for our eternal salvation. Acts 4:12, John 14:6. And it has been built into the structure of creation, John 1:1-5:14. Worldly wisdom will pass away. Worldly knowledge will not give us true, eternal life. The plans of mankind end at physical death. The word of God is eternal. We should make time to learn to know, trust and obey God's word, our first priority, not our last. We are all eternal beings in physical bodies. Now is the opportunity for us to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. To Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Jesus' resurrection from the dead demonstrates that there is existence beyond physical death. The fact that Jesus is spiritually alive in his disciples is testified to by every truly born-again Christian. The question is, where will we choose to spend eternity? Those who accept Jesus as their Savior and trust and obey Jesus will spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. Those who reject Jesus and refuse to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.